Turn the microphone over to the city manager.
Well, thank you, and thanks everyone for coming. This is our annual opportunity to get together and hear from our representative groups. I've asked Mark Grace to act as MC tonight, and so to give maximum time to our folks, we'll just skip right to it.
The first group that's going to talk to you tonight is the Local 1055 of International Firefighters Organization, and Brad Frazier, who's the president of that group, will speak. Vice President Ryan Adams is going to speak, and we're letting them go first because there's a fire truck parked out back. You're welcome.
Evening. How are we doing? My name is Ryan Adams, Vice President with Columbia Professional Firefighters. We appreciate and look forward to the opportunity to meet with Human Resource Director Mara Grace Buckler, Kavanaugh Noach with the City's Attorney's Office, Chief Witt, Deputy Chief White, and other members of City Management during the meet and confer process. We take great pride in the relationships we form over the years and value the continued interaction we have with City Management. We appreciate the efforts put into making the fire department a better place to work. We couldn't ask for a better command staff. Chief White and Chief Witt meet with us on a regular basis and work very hard to maintain an outstanding relationship. Without the communication and willingness of management and labor working together, we would not be able to grow the way we have. As always, Columbia Professional Firefighters hold public safety as our number one priority. Since we remain understaffed, we are not asking for anything that would cause a fiscal impact to the department or city. For this reason, we only have one request this year. We would like to see test results on the written test portions of the promotional process that we take on a yearly basis. Our members work very hard to prepare for higher rank and responsibility and currently have little feedback on the process and how they can improve. We believe knowing these results will help better prepare for advancement in the department and development of newer members as they come onto the department with us. This evening, this is all we ask. On behalf of Columbia Professional Firefighters, we appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this evening and look forward to working with you more in the future.
Any questions from council?
Yeah, I do. Isn't this something that you previously asked for? This isn't the first time, right?
Correct. Last year we did ask for getting some sort of results back. Last year we did not get, or before this we did not have any results. This is just further improving on the type of results and feedback that we get back from the city.
Did you get any additional
We did get some feedback this coming year at, during our promotional processes, but they are still fairly vague.
Are these tests that are sort of like national tests that come out of national organizations?
To get some feedback that that would be helpful.
Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you very much.
Our next group to present will be Local 773 of Laborers International Union of North America. They have employees in Public Works, Parks and Recreation, and the Power Plant. And Paul Prendergast is the attorney that will speak to you tonight from that group.
Thank you very much. Evening, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate the opportunity to address you tonight and tell you what our proposals are for the next contract. We have provided some additional materials. I don't know if they've made it to your packet. We have our proposals with our rationale for those proposals. We also have a printout of what the premium increases have been on the employees' insurance. There's a mediation work agreement dated December 22, 2011, and the Public Works Department policy concerning the hiring of relatives. So hopefully you have those in front of you.
Yes, is that you?
begin with, we have a wage proposal for the city, and we understand what the times are like. But we also understand that there's been a big increase in everything from fuel to education to the insurance, which was the reason for that attachment. We understand those costs have also gone up for the city, but it hits disproportionately, we believe, to the members of our bargaining unit, which are about 250 city employees belonging to the bargaining unit. So we would ask for a modest increase of 50 cents per hour. Next is the number two, labor work agreement finalization. And this, I think, is probably the most important part of the proposal. And that's because both parties would be agreeing that this is a binding agreement on both parties, that the members of our bargaining unit will do what we say that we're going to do, and that the city will do what it says it's going to do. No more, no less. That's really all we ask for, which is the same legal consideration that any citizen of the city of Columbia has when they enter into an agreement. So that's really all we're asking for there. On number three, new appointees, we would ask that the new hires be hired at a base rate going to be lower than what the current members are being paid, and that's a morale issue. Some new hires come in and they are paid at a wage greater than employees who have been in that position 2, 3, 4 years, and we believe that that causes a morale issue, not only with the employees, affecting the employees, but we also think it can affect the work and affect the job. So we would ask that be changed. Next, number four is hiring rules with regard to relatives, and we've included the city policy concerning that. It's a relatively new policy, I believe, and it was implemented because of a disciplinary issue that came up within the department. And we think that that is problematic on several levels. First, because it involves everybody. There's really not much problem, I think, with having two people holding a shovel digging a ditch as far as whether they're related or not, if they're brother or sister or whatever. The issue comes in when it's supervisors. And if the city wants to make some rules with regard to supervisors and hiring and such, we think that that is a very reasonable and appropriate, but we think that it doesn't really make sense when it goes all the way through the department. Next, on workers' compensation issue, we're asking that that employees who are injured at work, on-the-job injuries, are allowed to go to the work comp doctor without loss of pay. Now, in a lot of cases, when the employee is injured, they may go right to seek medical attention at that time, and they are paid, but many times they can't get an appointment or can't get in to see anyone until the following day. In those cases, they're not compensated. They have to give up some of their paid time off in order to do that, or they do it without pay. So we're merely asking that when it's a work-related injury, when they go to see the comp attorney, that they get compensated for that time. Next is on the grievance procedure. We believe that it would be very helpful to both the city and to the employees if the human resources director human resources had an actual say so during the grievance procedure. Currently, basically, as a stopgap before it goes to the PAB, and I think this makes sense. I think it would take out some cases that would go to the PAB. If a decision can actually be made at that stage, whereas now I think it's basically to follow, make sure that the procedures have been followed correctly, and that's all. There is no determination made as to merit, and we think that would be again beneficial to the city and also to the employees. Next, we would ask that union bid time for the purposes of job bidding for all eligible titles, and that's just get some bidding procedures in-house when job openings arise so that the employees there in that department have an opportunity to bid those jobs before it goes out to the general public. I think that it would improve morale with the employees, give them a feeling that they, as a good, loyal employee of the city, may be able to advance themselves by taking advantage of those bidding procedures. So I appreciate all the time that you've given us, and we appreciate your consideration. We believe these proposals are very, very reasonable, and ask for your consideration. If you have any questions,
any questions from the council?
Thank you very much.
The next group that will talk to you is the Columbia Fraternal Order of Police Lodge number 26, and Ashley Cuddle will talk. She is their executive director. So, Ashley, your turn.
Good evening. Thank you all for your time tonight and meeting with us to discuss our proposals. I'm just going to keep it really short and sweet. We have three proposals for you this year. First, we would like to see our compensation bank time increased from 80 hours to 120 hours. In addition to that, we'd also like to ask for an extra floating holiday or personal day added for all city employees. And we would also like to see free parking for all city employees in city-owned garages. This year, we tried to find proposals that would have a financial impact that would be substantially outweighed by the benefit to the employees and the increase in morale. So we feel that these three proposals, while the cost is minimal, it will have a substantial increase in the morale for your employees. Other than that, do you guys have any questions I can answer for you at this time? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
The last group to talk this evening is the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 2, and Dave Desmond, who's a business agent, will talk to you next.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to meet with us. You'll have to bear with me. I'm not used to dealing with the city council up here in Columbia. So I've got a little prepared statement I'd like to go through, it, which gives an overview of what we've been doing with the city so far. Mr. Mayor, council members, I appreciate this time. I've been the business manager in this position for 6 years now. I was 16 years as an assistant, and before that I was employed in construction. I worked continuously outdoors in the electrical construction and maintenance as a lineman. In that capacity, I both installed electrical distribution poles, transmission towers, ran different voltages and the likes of that. Anything to do electrically outside, I was involved in. In addition to the transmission work, I have run street lights, traffic signals, and other things that the city maintains. I've been in the construction industry for 35 years. That work has allowed me to raise a family along with my wife, including three children, each of whom have had the opportunity to attend first-class colleges or technical schools. My youngest son is now a sophomore at the University of Missouri, and I say all of this not to brag, but to show that our goal in Local 2 is to provide a good working wage and for the employees that we represent so that they can do the same thing with their families and be productive throughout their lives. I will try not to be repetitive for those who have already heard me last year, but those who are new to the council since my last appearance in Local 2, Local 2 is comprised of about 1,850 members. We work in a variety of fields, all related to the transmission and distribution of power related to customers in eastern and central Missouri. We also represent several municipalities in the state who have water. And we also represent Ameren, who does gas. Local 2 represents these Ameren people, and they do transmission distribution along with gas, as I said. At the last meeting in May, I invited you to contact the companies and cooperatives and municipalities that we represent so that you could see how we get along with those contractors and that. We get along real well. But I'd be foolish to say we get along all the time. We have our moments, just like everybody does, but we work through them and we get things resolved. But by now, I believe each of you has been provided a copy of the working draft with what we've been doing with the city's representatives. We've had two meetings with the city and have more planned over the next 2 months. Already the two sessions have been productive. We've gotten a lot done. We've gone over a lot of stuff that we went over last year, and we've agreed to a few things, and we still have other things to work through. Local 2 has agreed to establish periodic meetings between water and light department management and employee representatives to address issues before they become problems. We've already discussed that with the city, and I think they've already implemented that into work. And it seems to be working well. They're getting a lot of things resolved before it becomes an issue, which we feel is a good thing for the city. Process in which we are engaged with the city at present, working our way to an agreement between the city and Local 2, has been altered based on what occurred last year under ordinances that then, in effect, we began working with the city in April, early May. All agreed to beginning that late into the year, did not give the party sufficient time to negotiate over some pertinent issues. So the city has agreed to start meeting more often and early. So we've gotten that taken care of. The document we provided is a working draft of an agreement that the city and Local 2. As your city councilor will tell you, Local 2 and the city are meeting during a time when the law governing relations between unions and municipalities is in flux. Depending on the outcome of some cases before the Missouri Supreme Court, the rules may change in this process, and we'll be at that time, I'm sure, making those changes. What Local 2 is trying to achieve for the employees it represents is this: a change in the wage rates and structure. Right now, the city, in our view, has far too many wage steps between the time an employee first works in a position and the time the employee tops out in a wage for that position. Far too many of the employees we represent are bogged down in lower steps and wages. Classifications, in spite of working for years in that classification with as much skill and ability as employees at a higher step, we feel that they're getting stuck and they're not getting the ability to advance. And when they do get the ability to advance, the pay is not being compensated along with that. We are seeking to bring the wage rates of the employees in the Water and Light Department, Department's Electric Transmission and Distribution Division, the Water Production Division, the Water Distribution Division, in line with other municipals that we believe are comparable in size to Columbia. Last year, we presented the city with some data from municipals in Missouri where Local 2 already has bargaining relationship, where other unions have a relationship with their councils. Columbia itself in 2008 gathered data from municipalities in and beyond Missouri that it believed were similar to what we found. We found and told the city that almost without exception, there is a wage and benefit gap between what employees earn in the same positions working in Columbia as they would earn in the same jobs with other municipalities. Over time, we want to reduce that gap. Also, we want to address the grievance process. The grievance process presently in effect with the city's ordinance is awkward, inefficient, and confusing. Based on informal discussions we have had with the city, I believe its representatives agree with Local 2. While the parties may not have exactly the same vision of what the grievance process should be, I'm confident that we will be able to reach consensus on the grievance process. That is a substantial improvement over the one that the city's present ordinance. Our draft agreement provides one such vision, including a step up for resolving disputes where the city and Local 2 are at impasse and how to address the difference between them. We're looking at promotions, posting notices, demotions, layoffs, and recalls. Moving up the ladder, getting information on when positions are open and rules governing the loss of positions due to reductions in the work or changes in technology and procedures for calling employees back when the workforce expands are part and parcel of rights. Employees want to ensure some Our proposal has language covering all of these areas. Dues and fair share. Local 2 has committed significant resources to making its relationship with the City of Columbia work. These have included meetings with employees in each of the Water and Light Department's three divisions to learn what working conditions they wanted Local 2 to address, taking time to review and learn the ordinances, city managers' administrative rules, and the Water and Light Department's rules and policies, and utilizing the services of outside counsel to participate in drafting proposals, interpreting court decisions and state legislation, and to represent Local 2 in many of these of its meetings with the city's representatives. All of these efforts on behalf of the city's Water and Light employees that Local 2 represents cost money. Based on two votes to date, one of to have Local 2 represent and two to approve the proposal we have presented to the city. The employees of Local 2 represents have voted by a significant majority to have employees in the three Water and Light divisions pay dues for this service. When the city's administration and Local 2 have reached tentative agreements on sufficient issues for Local 2 to present a document for consideration by all employees with the city, the three Water and Light divisions. These employees will again have an opportunity to consider whether to authorize a dues commitment for all employees in the three divisions. Local 2 commits dues it collects from the employees it represents to expenses solely related to its representational obligations. None of that money is dedicated to political activity. At this point, we only ask the city serve as it has in the past for other employee associations as a collector of dues and the fair share equivalent of dues for those employees who do not want to be a member of Local 2. City's present procedure and rules and agreement between the city and Local 2. The city presently has an ordinance, city manager, and Water and Light Department's form may produce a procedures and rules, some of which have greater impact than others on the working conditions of the employees Local 2 represents. Further, we believe with slight tweaking, some of these rules and procedures can be modified and improved to more specifically address the needs of the employees represented by Local 2. You will see in the document we have presented to you many of those rules and procedures either as is or slightly tweaked. I believe dealing with these in meetings with the city's representatives, including managers from the Water and Light Department, should be a reasonably easy task in which it will not be all that difficult for parties to reach a meeting of the minds. So there you have it. We look forward to meeting in the future and appreciate your time.
Any questions from council? Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all very much for coming in. I know that seems like it goes pretty fast, and it does. It's a nice way to start the process. As I think everyone's aware, we've moved the process up significantly sooner in the year. I feel good about that. I think it gives us a lot more time to work through issues. Many of these take a lot of number crunching. And so this gives us a better opportunity to meet and confer. So I appreciate everyone coming. On a different note, if I can shift gears just briefly for a housekeeping request, the mini retreat that council does every year, we're trying to sort of hold open some dates. We'll send an email, of course, on this as well. But May 14th and 16th, we're trying to shift gears, and rather than do it on Saturday, if we can, this is a Monday and a Wednesday, I believe. And the idea is we might go 6 to 8 on the 14th, 6 to 8 p.m. on the 16th, and that way cover the operating budget and then the CIP on the second meeting.
I can't make the 14th. I'm out of town. 16.
Well, we'll try again.
I'm here.
Is that concept sort of work if we try to do it during the week rather than the weekend and maybe after hours, after the normal work hours?
About the next week, is that?
Council meeting on Monday.
How about the last week? I don't
know. I just can't do Monday. You say you can't do Wednesday?
Oh, no.
Which day can't you do?
I can't do the week of the 14th.
Whole week, okay.
Yeah, but like the 28th, the whole week I'm here.
Well, that's a holiday.
Before? The week of the 7th?
7th.
Yeah, we have a council meeting on Monday. You could do Tuesday and Wednesday. I mean, let's just crank it out.
Get it? Just get through it?
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Get through it that way? Tuesday, Wednesday? Be the council meeting on the 7th, and then 8th and 9th for the... We could... Just think of it as another council meeting and do 6 to 10.
We could just do it at the end of our council meeting on the 7th.
Take a break and keep going. Does that week work?
That week works for me.
I'm sorry, which week are we talking about?
The 7th.
9th of May.
We would have a meeting on the, we'd have a regular council meeting on the 7th.
Then
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday evenings.
So after, basically after dinner, yeah, we'd do it 2 hours each day.
That's only 4 hours. That's hardly a retreat.
I think we have a Board of Adjustment meeting in here on the 8th, if it's the second Tuesday of the month.
Yeah.
Who is?
9th and 10th.
Board of Adjustment.
We can always do this in 1A or something.
Yeah. So it's really significantly shorter. That's my point is, you know, in order to go through the budget and everything.
Well, it's a mini-retreat.
Well, the mini-retreat. This isn't
the mini-retreat.
Yeah, this is just the budget piece that we do ahead of that retreat. So the retreat will be, we'll have to do a week.
I mean, that week works for me if that was the question.
But we'll try to avoid any other meeting conflicts, and we'll shoot for that week then.
What about the retreat?
Yes, let's do that. We're trying to shoot for June 2nd as the Saturday that we all sacrifice, and maybe all day the 1st. That can work. That's
first and second. Friday
and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this year will be a little different in that the focus will be almost entirely on strategic planning.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What dates are we talking about?
The 1st and the 2nd of June.
I'll be out of town.
Out of town? 8th and 9th?
Better for me, but I don't know how it is for anyone.
John Blattel.
Excuse me.
He just left.
That, I know the 15th and 16th don't work for John, but he didn't mention the 8th and 9th.
8th and 9th seems better. We will shoot for that then as well. Thanks.
Okay.
That's all I have.
So we're done. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Who's this?